The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
I don't get any intro music or nothing like that. I don't know. I feel like
sometimes... Do high niggas need that, though? No,
sometimes I feel like I do. Sometimes, yeah, you know, because
it stops the rhythm.
Because honestly, I had it kind of in my head,
yeah,
but I didn't know when it was ended.
Right. So you're trying to pretend now?
No, yeah. We're ready to go. Ready to go.
So do you hear a beatbox or do you hear actual music?
No, I hear the intro.
Yeah. I hear beatbox. No, I hear me beatboxing the intro.
See, you're not even high.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
No, but I hear it. You don't hear it? You can hear it right now. Listen. Shh.
That's when he gets on his think, like, try to fuck us up jokes. Like,
don't hear it, Friends Reggie?
No, let's go.
Shh. Your eyelids look heavy as fuck right now. How much do your eyelids weigh?
I have long eyelids though.
How long eyelids?
How
long do they weigh?
I don't know. Think I sit down and weigh that shit?
How long do they dream?
I don't know.
That's the real question.
Before we get started, he already said us. I want to make this clear. There isn't an us involved in this.
Y'all are
whatever, No. Whatever Fridge Reggie's doing. Uh-huh. It has nothing to do with us.
So you two guys didn't just come from outside where you both partook in...
Allegedly.
the opposite of smoking cessation.
Allegedly.
I mean,
yes. If it's been alleged, yes.
Okay.
You could say that.
What's the point of this?
What color am I right now?
You're light skin.
Oh, okay. Light skin.
I feel like you're lighter than normal though, because it's been, you know, cloudy. Yeah, I don't think you've got
not much sun peek through.
Yeah, I think it's like a brother that's doing like time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
My ankles are probably really white, huh?
Oh. I know what my feet look like, so I can only imagine what your feet look like.
Right.
Like, if you took you could catfish and probably get a job, like, working for the government.
I'm not sure how. I'd still have to go in eventually.
No, put that on there. Like, when they check your social media and shit, all you have is pictures of your feet.
Ankles.
At the beach and stuff like that, like on vacation.
Yeah,
in the
you won't get hired at all.
You won't?
Nah, just your feet, that's it, and your social media page.
Is there a problem with that?
It's just kind of weird.
White people can get away with a lot more than black people can. Your dusty ass feet.
That's true.
They'd be like, this nigga been walking.
That's true. Hey, I do my pedicures. I'm good.
Your baby toe is almost gone. You walk so long, your baby toes disappear.
He said he gets his pedicures though.
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you?
Yeah, every now and then.
Okay, when's the last time?
If this is, in November, December, probably like October. Like right around Halloween, like that week.
That's real metro of you.
I don't know. I used to. I ain't gonna lie.
You used to get your pedicure done too?
Yeah, but I used to wear flip flops every day. So I had.
But you wore socks too, though. Yeah.
No, not out in Cali. I didn't.
Oh. So you used to wear your
because I wore the thong. You know, I wore the thong flip flops.
I think it's weird for men to show their open toes in public. I just think that's
open
weird.
Open toes.
Like just showing your toes in public. I just think it's weird. I was never cool with the flip flops. I always had to either wear some socks or sneakers.
Okay, you said open toe, made me think like it was like some high heels.
Nah. Just,
that's what I was trying to say. I mean, I think that's what he's trying to do.
Just
trying
your
to
toes.
Be slick with it. Like,
yeah, I've
like
never seen no high heel flip flops.
Some open toes. Like, if your toes, if you
aren't all sandals open toes? That's kind of like what a sandal is. Slides and sandals.
I think he wants socks with your sandals.
Yeah, always. Yeah, socks.
Yeah, that's country, but I do it.
But I do it.
It is kind of, especially if there's a different color sock. Like if you got black flip flops and white socks,
nah,
that's real country.
I never was a fan of white socks, period, because they get dirty so fast.
Oh,
dirty doing what?
Just because they're white,
huh? What the fuck you be doing in your socks, man?
I be walking around the house with my socks. Yeah, so just shit like that.
Dude, like, you ever got your socks dirty walking around the house?
Not like
you need
that.
You clean your
nigga.
Fucking house, right?
Yeah, not like that, nigga.
Sweep, nigga.
I just hated white socks.
This is what said, I hated white socks. Yeah. At first, I thought it was some racial shit.
Right.
This nigga's like,
the contrast is just too great between my skin color and the socks.
Nah. I just hated white socks. I always either bought black socks or like,
and you just forget
colors.
You have socks on, huh?
Nah. Good one. But nah, I just like that shit.
Just sleep with them. Get in the shower, be like, oh shit. My fucking feet is soaking. Oh, wait a minute. That's a sock.
I hate that feeling. Wet socks. I hate that feeling.
You hate everything. You had a lot about socks, huh? Is this a high thing?
Nah.
Tell us everything you know about socks, quick, fast. You gotta do it fast, though.
In our language, we call it chaussette.
Chaussette?
Yeah.
Like a short set?
No, chaussette.
Okay, what else? That's all you know about socks? I thought you were smart, else. Nigga.
Because this is a dumbass conversation.
You gotta go fast, though. You gotta say it fast. What, everything you know about socks.
Chaussette is what you use to put on your feet before you put your shoes on.
And quick, that's all you know? Quick, come on, comes, fast, man.
And that's it. That's it. And all the fashion companies make it, from Hanes all the way to Nike and shit like that.
Is Hanes a fashion company?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, that's what, let's how you went to a runway show with Hanes.
And they come out as the fucking grapes.
Hi, nigga. That's Fruit of the Loom. Hi, niggas are funny. Y'all are funny, man.
That is Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah, Fruit of the Loom.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
So what does Hanes do? Oh, that's just Michael.
That's Michael Jordan with the Hitler mustache. Okay.
But they make the dopest white tees, though.
The dopest?
Tell me
everything you know about white tees, quick.
Come on,
go.
Man. It's just white tees. There's nothing to know or say about them. They're a white shirt, white piece of cloth, usually made from cotton, okay. And that's it.
That's it? That's all? The white tee had a period of time where it was the uniform of black people, and all you got is a piece of fabric? Really?
Yeah.
You were probably born off a nigga in a white tee.
Most likely.
Your dad probably had a 5-pack. We used to get 5 for 20. Of like the good quality white tees.
Right, it's not like
Champs.
That anymore.
The ones that don't.
Like, yeah, shrink. Champs and Foot Locker used to do that. Yeah,
five. Right. Remember they had the black tees or the white tees.
They even had different colors too, like red and blue. Like no, later
that
on,
that must have been in Haiti.
No, that was here in the States.
Nah, niggas wasn't going for that. Black or white only. If you black, if you was in a robbing crew. White, if you was trying to get some women.
Where did you see them at, Fred Reggie?
Champs, Foot Locker, Finish Line, all of them.
All of them.
No, Finish Line didn't have Champs.
I'm talking about.
No,
later on.
No,
like
Champs
when
only.
I was in eighth
no.
grade.
No. Nigga, no.
Town Center Mall.
You've seen it, right? For
Town Center Mall.
What?
I'm Champs. Saying where I used to see it at Town Center Mall.
I bet you used to be bad as fucking Town Center Mall. Did you still up there?
Nah. I was cool, man. I was a cool, like, I didn't give no problems when I was a teenager.
You didn't get no problems? Got good grades?
So, yeah.
That's good, man.
Well, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of the No Nonsense Show.
Finally.
What's wrong?
I said finally.
What?
I've been waiting for this moment.
Tell me everything you know about No Nonsense Show.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Quick, you got to do it quick, though.
Come
fast.
On, let's go.
You got to go quick.
Let's go. We had it. Let's go.
You had it already. Run your mouth, though. See? That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong.
I give you that one. Come on, let's go, bro. Like, you're just making fun of nobody right now.
Kind of somebody.
He's going to chew that right in the microphone, huh?
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Appreciate you. Tell me everything you know about ice right now. Quick, go.
It's cold.
What okay. else?
Well, look, though, we appreciate you guys tuning into another episode of No Nonsense Show. As you can tell, we're a little light tonight. And I'm not talking about my ankles. Talking about that leg of that stool. Jamie Mac seemed happy, though.
No, listen. Because I know he's going to listen.
He's not going to listen. You could say literally anything about him. He will not know.
He listens when he's not there.
I know.
No, he's not going to listen. And neither, he will not also not be in the Slack. So he won't have any idea of anything you said.
Yeah, I don't know if I was happy.
You smiled. I saw a smile come across your face.
No.
Like the sunrise. It started small, and it was in full blast.
No, I don't know. You know what I mean? Sometimes Jay has something to contribute, and I appreciate.
You do realize the pauses. People know you're doing stuff with your head. That's contradictory to what you're saying, right? It's like way too many pauses.
No. What are you talking about? I'm just trying to talk like. Barack.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Borat or Borat?
Barack.
Oh.
Hey, tell me you heard Baraka Flocka.
No, what is that?
I mean,
I haven't heard
sorry.
That.
Then it's just too random. Baraka Flocka Flame, bruh.
What is that?
Bruh, it's.
Is it Waka Flocka?
No.
Who is it? It's a dude?
Yeah.
And his name is Baraka Flocka Flame?
Yeah.
That's nigga. Stupid. He copied two people. That nigga copied twice. Is it good?
Yeah, bro.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Where is he from, Atlanta?
I don't know.
Of course he's from Atlanta.
Probably.
It gotta be.
Of course he's from Atlanta.
Probably.
He has a mixtape?
Yep.
And you jam to it?
This shit is dope, bro.
Like a whole mixtape with just like two songs.
YouTube that shit, bro.
Fuck out of here.
He just got plugged. He just got plugged. And then people gonna be like, oh, I heard about that shit.
Nah.
From the show. I'm telling you.
Nobody's gonna like that.
I'm telling you. It's fucking, it's pretty good.
Where was I, French Reggie?
He was asking them about his situation with Jason Wu when he's not on the show.
Hey, see, fucking the weed? Yeah. He said the weed unlocks some shit that you said, right, the other day. Yeah. And you say the weed unlocks some shit?
Yeah.
See, unlocks the weed unlocks some shit.
I think we're in trouble, listeners. First of all, these niggas are fed, and then they also have...
Oh,
yo, fed. Kit made the best soup. Oh, man. If she had let go of the ingredients and copyrighted,
what's the
boom,
name?
She could sell a cookbook the there.
Soup. I just call it spicy chicken soup.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was better than that. Yeah. That shit deserve a better name.
Well, what you would
call it?
Like
the Pelicans.
That
you gotta give it a better name than
Pelicans.
That.
Come on, First Reggie, you tasted it. What would you call it? Better than spicy chicken soup,
nigga.
I'm trying
to French, nigga, and we wouldn't even know what the fuck you were saying.
I don't know yet, man. I don't know.
That's the weed.
Yeah, I don't know yet. By the end of the show, I'll figure it out.
All right, but the shit was hella good. So, yes, we are fed. Allegedly, there may have been some consumption of the herb.
What do you call itis and high at the same time?
Oh, lovely.
Death.
Oh, that shit is... What? Bruh, are you serious? That might be the closest thing to fucking...
Heaven.
Euphoria that you can find on Earth.
Not to the niggas that's around you, though.
What are you talking about?
Somebody has to deal with your ass while you're itis and also high.
No. No. You know what? Sounds like you need to get high.
No, sir. Because I like my energy.
What the fuck? You smoke the weed, they give you energy.
No. Y'all don't seem very energetic. Freddie's looking at me with a blank stare right now.
Yeah, because I'm like, y'all had a good vibe going on, and then you went back
what
to the high shit.
What vibe? What the fuck are you talking about? We're not going to sit here. We're not going to fuck later. What are you talking about? We had
right.
a good
You didn't have to take it there. Vibe is a synonym. You can use it in different ways.
Who the fuck wants to have a good vibe with two dudes? Hey, man, we had a good vibe. Were you fucking Cheech and Chong?
You took it there.
Come on, man.
Name one with the word vibe.
Listen, man. Get off fucking French Reggie, man. You
for
fucking
real.
With the high dude, man.
You probably thought you really said that real excited, didn't you?
No.
You did it. That shit was still calm. So you like, get off me.
No, I'm just saying, man. French Reggie's fucking high, and you're trying to fucking ruin this shit, man. Don't let him ruin your high, French Reggie.
He's not really ruining it.
French Reggie, how much does China weigh? How much does China weigh? Seriously.
China?
China. How much
does
it weigh?
That's a fucking country. I don't know.
How much does it weigh?
I don't know.
Take a shot.
A lot.
What would you guess?
I don't know how you weigh a country.
You got everything can be weighed, right?
Put all the how many people in China? Like a billion?
More than a billion.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot.
How much do you weigh, though? Honestly, let's say all the people left. How much would the land mass weigh? If you had to guess, do the math, nigga. You're a fucking college graduate. How much does one square inch of dirt weigh? And then you got to figure out. You got to multiply that by how many square inches.
So you never had physics.
I did. I did it in sophomore year in high school.
So what do you guess? What's your guess? Give me anything. Give me any guess.
A gazillion tons.
Oh, you're fucking stupid. That's stupid. You just said a number. That's okay.
Why is he fucking with you?
I don't know, but he think he's having fun, but I'm like,
I am. Right, he's so uncomfortable.
I'm not even uncomfortable. I'm like, why are you doing this?
No,
there's no point.
You keep
of
looking
this.
At Jamie Mac to say.
Yeah, because I'm trying to
you on a vibe.
I was not.
Vibe. I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna let you and Jamie Mac vibe. I'm gonna be quiet. Y'all niggas vibe. Go ahead.
So Jamie Mac,
whatever.
He was talking about Jay Smooth, and when he's not on the show, whether you happy or you're not happy.
No,
can you please finish with what you were saying?
Oh, see, you fucking remember it,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
no,
I'm good.
I'm happy for the fact that he's handling his business, you know what I mean, doing whatever he's got to do. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we're going to have a great show. That's what I'm fucking happy for, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I didn't know up until last minute that it was going to be that way.
Yeah.
So you can't, like...
I was actually looking forward to seeing him.
Okay, so I was listening to some shit... And or maybe it was on Twitter, and the chicks were talking about how they fucking giggle when they come, you know. And when I first learned that he wasn't coming, I may have smiled a little bit, but kind of in that same vein, you know what I mean? that what?
So, yeah, just so I just to make clear, like when you hear Jay Smooth's not coming, you be coming.
No, I mean, I didn't get all the way there. You know what I mean? I didn't get all the way there. But I'm just saying it's in that same vein. You know what I mean? Where something enjoyous is happening, right?
Wow. Yeah. No, seeing this vibe is very gay. I got to break in. This vibe you guys got going is very gay. What he's looking deeply into your eyes.
I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at the light.
But you do know he's looking at you.
I have no idea because I'm looking at
the light. He's piercing your soul with his eyes. You didn't notice that? Come on, you did.
I wasn't looking, bro. I told you I was looking up at the light. Nah. I do that because I'm on the spectrum somewhere too. So I've always had eye contact avoidance. You know, when I get into my deep thought, I don't really like to hold eye contact with people.
Really?
It's not.
I always thought that was disrespectful. That's why I do it.
To do what?
Like when you're talking to somebody, you're not supposed to look around. Just you got to look at them.
Look around? Nothing to look around. That'd be weird. Anyway, if somebody's talking to you, just looking around.
People do that all the time.
No, I'm saying, okay, so it's comfortable to give somebody a look at them for a few seconds and then look away. That's the comfortable thing. You don't just keep staring at somebody no matter what, if they're talking anymore or not.
Okay, to be honest, it's maybe more comfortable for some people to just, like he says, you know, a lot of people do that, just look away the entire time.
Yeah.
Like,
look away? No, the person talking can look around. Right. The person who's listening should be looking directly at their eyes for the majority of the time, and then every now and then look away.
But if they don't look at you while you're looking at them while you're listening? Then
no, but French Reggie was piercing your spirit.
I wouldn't have known.
He was in your soul. I feel like your vibe was connected.
It wasn't even that deep, bro. I was just looking at you.
Look at him looking at you right now. Why is he smiling like that? It's kind of like a sly smile. You know what I'm saying? You got like a sly smile looking at you. And it might be the weed. It may be, but it might be the vibe.
You got a problem with vibe now.
Okay, I broke it up. Y'all can continue. I just got to break it when it gets too gay. Go ahead.
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about, man. Hey. Hey.
Hey, what?
What the fuck, man? Why are you letting this nigga fuck with you?
But I'm not letting them. I'm just letting them be, bro. Because, like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. You're a grown man.
So are you. You get this motherfucker off
you, really
man.
Care.
All right. Anyways.
Anyway, but yeah, so it's getting cold now here. They're talking about having ice. Is that what y'all want to talk about?
Yeah.
There's ice. Is that? I mean, because I'm trying to make sure the vibe is right.
And I mean.
How's the weather?
Hopefully, you know, two of us have to drive home late at night when the invisible
winter
ice
advisory.
Is
you starting that early?
When the invisible ice is going to be out.
It's not. It's black ice.
It's not black ice. Right. You don't do that. Not on this show.
Yes, we do. It's black ice. That's a real thing.
No, we don't.
Black ice is a real thing.
We don't endorse that. Stop. That's not a phrase that we endorse on the No Nonsense Show.
I do.
No, you do not.
I like racial terms.
That's not cool. We don't.
Nigga ice.
So we got to change Black Friday too then.
No, Black Friday is a good thing, my nigga.
So is black ice.
What? When you fucking wreck? When you don't see it and you smash it to the next person and
kill
it?
What if somebody you don't like, they wrecks?
Nobody,
you don't want that. I don't want no more wrecks. I just got the car back.
You got your car back?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it okay now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys got to stop saying that, though, because I think today was the first day I heard it of the year. I think it's getting that cold.
You heard
cold.
Black ice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just fucked me up because she said it. You could tell the agenda.
So what she would you said, prefer she said?
Black ice.
There's not an agenda. There's no conspiracy.
There is an agenda.
There isn't a fun conspiracy. Black ice is just ice you can't
no,
see.
No, that's not. It's fucking not black ice, my nigga. I bet you.
So when you look in your freezer.
If you scooped it up, I bet you it's not black. I promise you it's
no,
not
black. No, it's see-through. It's completely see-through.
Then why
see-through?
In the fuck don't we call it that? Why don't we
because
call it?
Because ice isn't see-through.
What?
When you go to your freezer, how do you even see the stuff to put in your ice cubes? If it's see-through, how do you see
no,
it?
No, because it's white. It's
got right, like, yeah. Ice is, but not black ice.
Right, so then you call it invisible ice.
Or transparent ice.
Or transparent ice.
No, it's black ice. And it's very dangerous.
See-through ice.
No, it's very dangerous.
Listen.
So you should be careful.
See, fuck you. Not if it's black.
No, you definitely
no,
should.
No, no.
Black is dangerous.
You definitely should be careful if it's black ice.
Yes, black see? Ice will rob you.
See?
Of that, your life, it will.
Of your life, right.
That's why they chose it.
Of
call
your
it
control.
That.
Yeah. Of your vehicle, all of that.
I've slid on it before. You should be very careful. If you hit black ice, that's your ass.
And if it just so happens that black ice kills someone in your family, like a fucking Crip or Blood, you have the fucking, by all means, the right to hate them for the rest of their life.
Hate who?
Black. Ice.
If you're white and black ice kills somebody in your family?
Yeah.
You hit him like a Crip or a Blood?
No, like Crips or Bloods hate each other. You know, like once a Crip kills your family member, you just hate Crips.
Is that
forever.
Real, though? Why do they really hate? I think it's only in Cali that Crips and Bloods hate each other, right?
Well, I don't know.
Because I think everywhere else they like hang together and shit. I swear I mean, seen
Cali is where the real source of gang culture started, so.
I swear I see niggas in New York hanging together with other flagged people.
They may have, but it may not even be like some places.
I'm going to tell you who don't hang, though. The Mexican gang, they don't fuck with nobody but them.
That's just because just like the fucking Mexicans know.
Solidarity.
Like, just like fucking China.
Black folks can't get it right.
Yeah, I mean, just think if we had a country like that.
Like what?
Like China.
Where everybody's Chinese?
Where everybody's something.
We could have. Like,
no, everybody's the same. Like that. You mean right. Everybody's the thing. Everybody's that country's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that.
That's like that, but a whole bunch, though.
We could have had a lot of countries like that.
What are you talking about?
All the countries in Africa could have been like that.
How? Africans look different. Their heads are different. Like Guyanese.
Oh, you're talking about appearance. I thought you were talking about just mindset and
Guyanese,
culture.
Not Guyanese, but people from Ghana have that little round head that's like flat in the back.
Yeah.
Nigerians, what?
And you, I'm just going to, you could tell them.
You can tell some of them apart.
From like...
You can tell girls from Ethiopia because their heads are shaped like aliens.
It's like who?
Aliens.
Aliens?
The typical image of an alien.
Not me.
I don't agree with that. I think Eritreans and Ethiopians are hard to tell apart.
Listen, if I didn't know better, and this nigga told me he was from anywhere in Africa, anywhere.
That could still go, though.
No, I believe he's from like Ghana or maybe...
Right.
Maybe even Kenya.
Botswana.
I don't know anybody from Botswana to compare it to. But I know Kenyans, and I know, you know what I'm saying? I think.
Yeah, he does.
I
look
can
like
definitely
he could
fall
run.
For Kenya for sure.
Yeah, he looked like he could run a long time.
And he looked like the sun doesn't do shit.
Nothing. Yeah.
Ever. Like the sun is like, fuck. Yeah, like I never get this nigga.
Like a walking solar panel.
Well, let's know. Okay. Have you ever noticed how people, King Kunta say this shit all the time, right? My people this. Well, you know what? Honestly, he hasn't been saying that recently. Mm-hmm. I think I'm turning King Kunta. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, if he has the capacity to learn, because King Kunta says a lot of stupid shit. So
what does that mean?
So that means he's got a lot to learn.
You think he said stupid shit?
No, he got some bars. He be giving gems.
I'm not, come on. Listen,
no, shout
that.
Out to King Kunta.
He be giving gems.
One half of the host of the Black on Both Sides. We're not even going to do that. He doesn't say stupid shit.
Yeah, he does.
He says shit that I totally don't agree with. By stupid, you mean wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He says wrong stuff.
Yeah.
Stupid, I thought was like dumb.
No, I mean.
I don't think it comes from a dumb place. I think he really believes it. And he has data. It's just bullshit data.
Right.
But if you've been told wrong data your whole life, but you know the data really well, I don't know if that's stupid. That's just misguided. Nonetheless, I'm getting off the point. The point I'm trying to make, though, is he made the statement a lot of months ago. I don't remember what the argument was, but my people, I got to do this for my people. Speaking about like African stuff, though, who are my people? Who are your people? Who is your tribe, Jimmy Mac?
I think I got some Cherokee.
What are you talking about right now?
Yeah, I think I got some Cherokee. I think my mom, because my grandma, she was half Indian.
What?
Yeah.
Nigga, so, what's your tribe though? Like, which? Yeah,
okay.
So, your tribe don't have to be like your
Blackfoot. I think it was either.
It don't
Blackfoot.
Have to be a Native American tribe. It can be. It can be.
That's
from
the closest
Africa.
Thing.
What
to,
about
I,
Africa?
No, see, I don't know anything.
Who is your tribe, that. Reggie?
When you first asked the question, I was thinking my family. That's my tribe,
okay.
Really. That's
so.
That's what I consider my
so
tribe.
So when King Kunta said something like my family, I mean my people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say cops are killing my people. Mm-hmm. What do you think of?
The black culture.
So now it's a culture. Is it people? Like, or who? How close are you to them? What do you owe them?
I don't owe them nothing.
You don't? Okay, so they're your people, but
nothing.
You don't owe them nothing?
I think the only reason why, like when he says my people, I think it's because we share that same struggle when it comes to police shooting at us. So because we share that struggle, we can relate to it. So it's like we form that group of, okay, we know that pain.
So you don't think you owe those people anything?
But I don't think I owe them anything. Like, what would I owe them?
Do they owe you anything?
No, they don't owe me anything.
What's the point of having a people then?
Awareness.
What's the point of having a people or a tribe or whatever? So are those people your tribe?
No.
Not at all.
Like I said, my tribe is my family.
Not at all. So you think that a tribe is only the 7 or 8 motherfuckers that you have blood ties with?
It could be different for different people. So to me, my tribe is my family. To some people.
So like, I'm
to
not some part people, of your tribe? Damn, French Reggie. Fuck me,
on
right?
On the no-nonsense tribe.
I think you're hurt. I think you're still hurt.
chill.
I think you're still hurt because your tribe got smaller the other week. Mm-hmm. Is that possibly why you're like on this whole new shit? Like, nah. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all on your own?
Nah.
I mean, I appreciate it if it is.
Nah. I always, like, my family's my family at the end of the day.
That's your family.
When you say tribe, I think family. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kind of like a wolf pack, you know?
No?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
They stay with their family. Like wolves.
Huh?
Like, they got the dad wolf, the mom wolf, and the kids. They stay together.
The whole life.
No, they obviously go apart.
Are you sure? So you don't see a wolf pack hunting and it'd be everybody's brothers?
They could be brothers.
No friends.
This nigga watched that Disney movie. Yeah, I don't know the name of it, but that's what he thinks.
Hella Disney movies got that same exact scene. Nigga.
I don't know that all wolf packs are family. I don't know that that's true. I'm not sure, though, but I don't know that that's true. Jim, yeah. What's your tribe? Who is your tribe?
I think that...
Who are your people? But I know you said the Indian shit, but really, though, who are your people for real?
No, my people are...
The face you're making, I already know it's about to be some dumb shit.
Nah, it's the grimy motherfuckers out there. You know what I mean?
The grimy motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean the
like the shit bags.
If you call them that, you know what I mean? Because I don't know.
Well,
if
you said
everybody,
grimy.
I don't know if everybody. And when I say grimy, it's probably you and I mean is probably doing something that's
illegal.
Not legal. Yeah,
those are your people.
Probably a lot of those people.
So are those also? People. Is that also your tribe?
To an extent, I would say yes.
Okay, so this is not family related at all, but your family is also a part of your people.
For
and your
sure.
Tribe.
I mean, that's to.
So
to
whether
be
or
said.
Not your kids want to be, they're grouped into these illegal motherfuckers. In a way,
and I mean, not necessarily.
You bring these people around your kids?
No, this is not.
You
my
never bring
tribe.
Them around your kids?
No,
you've never brought anybody illegal around your kids?
No. What do you mean?
Never.
No, my nigga. You sure? Bring somebody illegal like a fucking Mexican?
You're a true Republican, man.
No, but he said I've never brought anybody illegal around my kid.
Well, you
like,
said illegal.
I'm like, what, like, the only thing I could think of was like a Mexican. You know
said
what I mean?
The
like,
illegal people were your people. You meant the Mexicans? People. Is that what you meant?
I
thought you meant
I
people
fuck
do
with
crimes.
Mexicans deep, though, bro.
I thought you meant my people do crimes.
That
or
would
who
be,
has the potential.
That would be an illegal Mexican, though, right?
The potential
that's
to do
not
crimes.
A crime.
An illegal
no, that
Mexican ain't a crime.
That's definitely a crime.
That's just a bullshit. Law.
No, this is a sovereign nation, dude. You
what
can't
you
just walk up
about?
In this bitch and say, I'm here. That's illegal. You can't go to Mexico.
You can't force your way. So if I just want to come lay on your couch, I don't want to fuck nothing up. I just want to come lay on your couch. I'll clean up after myself. I can just force my way in your house?
No, sir.
Why not?
You know
it's not a crime.
You know the answer to that.
It's not a crime.
So what I'm saying is you people who do illegal things are you part of your tribe. You said that.
I fucks with them. Yes.
Okay,
I
and
do.
They've never been around your kids. You no. Fuck with them, but you keep them away from your kids. They're like, hey man, can I come say what's up to your
what?
Kids? Say what's up to your kids?
You babysit your kids? Well, I fucking sell crack. Can I use your house?
Oh, you too. Your kids too good for me.
can I use your house as a trap house? No, my
no.
Nigga,
I'm saying
no.
Like they come to a cookout or something. You cook out. You have parties and stuff.
Yeah.
You telling me at a party you don't invite the people that you're your tribe?
No.
Like one late meeting with the fellas, shit. Like you had to pick up your kid from school, so you had to bring her with you to finish a meeting.
What
you
say? Who? Who's this woman?
I never said woman.
You say you had to bring her
I
with
said
you.
One
talking
late
about, like,
meeting.
Picking up a kid.
And he said, let's say you had a meeting with those guys, but you had to pick up his kid from school.
What kind
so.
Of meeting?
Right.
Man, what kind of meeting are you taking your kids to?
What the fuck are we going with this, y'all?
What narrative?
I'm just trying to figure out the scenario why your kids probably met one of those guys.
All I'm saying is that I represent... Motherfuckers, so my tribe, if I'm fucking representing, is gonna be some of them niggas.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be motherfuckers that want them niggas to do better, right? That's my tribe too.
Okay.
I mean, and obviously, like I said,
what?
My family.
This
yeah.
sounds like bullshit.
No, that's not.
What, do you owe those people anything?
Not to rob them. Huh? Not to do anything negative to them.
That's what you owe them?
Yeah.
And what do they owe you, the same?
Yep.
So, fuck respect. Everybody else. I'll commit crimes, it's not on you.
If you have to, you got to do what you got to do.
So, if I got to commit a crime on you, I got to do it?
No, not on me, because we already had that truce, right?
No honor amongst thieves?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's more than thieves. You ain't, we not thieving each other.
So, what about black people, though?
You don't see piranhas eat each other.
I think what I'm talking about more along the lines of is black people as a whole. Like as like he said, black culture, but black people, period, though. Like, you know, Black Lives Matter. When a black guy gets killed by the police, how do you feel? Is that something that sits heavy with you?
You already know that because every time it's happened, we probably immediately had a show.
Right. Okay. So, but now then my next question, same with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my next question is though, what do you owe those people and what do they owe you? Is it really anything or is it just you're supposed to feel like that?
I don't know if they owe me anything and I don't know if I'm even doing, because I feel like I owe them. I feel like shit's fucked up.
They're not half Cherokee though. Why do you give a fuck?
Man, listen, it's too late to give a fuck about the Cherokees. I mean, the Indians is they're gone, bro.
They're not gone. They own casinos and shit.
Where they at?
In the casinos.
When was the last time you seen an Indian?
In a casino?
Indians and buffaloes are like the fucking same thing. You can still get a bison burger, a bison steak.
How do you think they can afford to have so many bison burgers for sale? They're bison somewhere, nigga. They got them hiding.
Right. Yeah, they're fucking cloning.
Turner got all of them.
Yeah. They're cloning them.
Go to North Dakota. You'll see some Indians.
Mm.
There's just some fucked up places like North Dakota or Wyoming or...
Yeah, Vegas got some of them.
Or Nevada. Not necessarily Vegas, but
yeah,
Nevada.
True. Yeah, Nevada.
Yeah.
Okay, so friends, Reggie, Haitians. A Haitian person gets killed by the police. Do you feel a certain way about it?
I think when any person of color dies by the police, I feel some type of...
Okay, but a Haitian person.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a certain sentiment to that?
Yeah, I feel empathy.
Why? Why do you feel it? Because it's part of your tribe.
That and just because someone
okay,
died.
So that is part of your tribe. I say though, you said family. You see what I'm saying? I want you to really, don't just say the answer. Don't say
immediate
the
tribe is family. My immediate tribe.
No, just the tribe, nigga. What is this immediate shit? Why we got to put adjectives on this shit? Tribe, your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So a Haitian person dies, or just anybody with dark skin. Mm-hmm. Now you're saying anybody dark skin gets shot by the police, mm-hmm. you feel a certain way about it.
Yeah, especially if it's an unlawful death.
Because you feel sympathetic What?
That means like if the police just shoot him just because like he didn't commit no crime, the police just wanted to be a racist gotcha. Motherfucker.
I'm gonna be clear. Let me just distinguish myself from him. Only if it's an unlawful death do I give a fuck.
That's what I said. That's what I just said.
You don't want money. No, you said especially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. You don't want people just dying anyway, right?
No, but if you out there busting and shooting and you...
So a white kid dies, you don't really give a fuck, honestly, less fuck?
I really, yeah, especially because it's a kid. Like, forget the white part just because it's a kid.
No, just a white person. When I say kid, I didn't mean like a toddler.
Yeah, it's still a person.
You have the same
not
feeling?
Not the same. Just
why? Because it's your tribe. Yeah. You know the answer to this question. Yeah. It's not difficult.
But when I hear tribe, I think of my immediate family.
You were trying
family.
To be too smart with the shit. Trying to outthink me and outguess. Well, don't do that. Nigga, your tribe.
Don't do that.
Everybody black is your tribe. Yeah. You agree with King Kunta?
Yeah.
J-Mac, you feel the same? Now that we've gone through all of that shit, talking about criminals and not coming to the house and going to meetings, and I don't know how we got there, but
I didn't go to the meeting. Taking kids to the meeting. What was that movie where fucking Tyrese got his son stolen?
Waist Deep. I cried at the end of that movie.
Wow.
I cried at the end of Waist Deep, man. I thought that was beautiful when he ran across the beach and shit and saw his son and the dad. I'm serious, man.
It was a good scene.
And see, after you give me shit about some fucking deep ass movies I tell you about, and you fucking cried at Waist Deep.
No, Waist Deep at the end was beautiful, man. That was that movie needed something to redeem it because it was really like the middle was like, the beginning was good, and then the middle was like, what is this shit? But you're already invested, and Megan Good is in that motherfucker with no bra on under a t-shirt. You got to keep watching that, right?
Right, right.
And then at the end, the nigga run across the beach and shit, daddy. And they run like, the nigga, it brought tears. I'm a dad. I got sons, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You always want your son to want to see you that bad. The nigga just run, you know what I'm saying?
So.
And the little thought had took care of the son. Like, you didn't think she was going to really take care of him. She got the dude dressed nice and going to private school and shit. She's actually doing good by the dude, you know what I'm saying? So then when you see that, the dude got dreads or some shit? Like the little kid got something. I can't remember, but whatever. The little nigga run across the beach. I cried. Fuck it.
I feel like I should stage a kidnapping for my son then. And then he wouldn't know, though. Like everybody knows. It's like punked. But he wouldn't know it. And then when he fucking gets released and he fucking sees me.
Right. Just to like make the connection stronger. Just
what
like,
if he doesn't like, do that?
What if he gets hurt in the process?
What if
you got one of your criminal homeboys to do it?
Like, what if he turns into what was her name? That went with the bank robbers?
Reservoir Dogs?
No. She got kidnapped and then she ended up
Yeah.
Fuck.
The town?
Oh, the real chick.
I heard bank robbers. That's
she was with the robbers, and then she used the kidnap, and then she started robbing with them.
Yeah. But look, though, that might go wrong. Fuck. It doesn't matter. It honestly doesn't matter.
But anyways, what if he became her?
Yeah.
And he became a fucking just thugged out. Natural born killer. Be like, you know, like the fucking Somali fucking...
pirates.
Teenagers and shit. That fucking ready to kill and shit.
Right. Mm. So anyway, the point I was trying to make, though, is that you feel like black people are your tribe. Now that we went through all of that bullshit, and I'm trying to figure out why. Me and Kit had a pillow talk about this, but the file was corrupted. I said some completely inflammatory shit that a lot of black people would probably not like me for saying. But why are these niggas your tribe? You really, because a tribe, you owe something to, and they owe something to you. Even if it's just caring, you owe them your care. You owe them your sympathy. You owe them the time that it takes for you to feel bad. What I'm asking you is, why are they your tribe again? Just because they're black?
I mean, it's almost like...
It's how you want to take that word tribe.
No, it's not.
No, we broke it down pretty well. We went all the way to the depths of the end of it and came back and realized, oh, black people, that's my tribe.
No, but...
My people.
For me, it's almost like, you know, when you got a family member that got Down syndrome or nine fingers or whatever. You know what I mean? You just... You can't say, because you're this way, I don't fuck with you. And you may even have some shit that is even worse than that. And you know, you bang your head fucking up against fucking furniture.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's that got to do with anything?
No, I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
And listen, and you have mad outbursts where you fucking scream and cuss at people, right? Uh-huh. And you talk shit. And you're not always fucking a nice person because of it. I don't fucking disown you. That's just something you have to deal with. And that's part of...
Do you?
And that's part of...
to deal with that?
Yeah.
So you or the other person?
The other person. Oh, okay. But you can't just write them off because they're fucked up.
Let me ask you a question, right? At the end of the day, it still comes down to your family first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what separates that? Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line where it says, okay, family only or my people?
When it starts to affect my own personal peace.
So you're selfish with it then?
If you want to work, yeah.
So you're a snitch. You're a snitch. If it came down to it, if like for some reason we all did something and we got caught, you're like, well, these two niggas, they just no nonsense niggas. They're not really my people. So I'm a snitch and get less time.
That means I was a part of it too.
Yeah, we were. Yes, all
no. If I was a part of it, no. If I actually acted on it with y'all, I would only take.
That goes against what you just said.
No, because I was a part of it.
Yeah, but it personally going to hurt you, and you have a chance to get out of it.
But
where do you draw the line? You said
so. I would have drawn the line by not even being a part of it. Mm. I would not even commit the crime with y'all. That's where I would draw the line.
I'm not buying that.
But if we told you,
I'm not buying that.
And they came and asked you, so you didn't take part in it. And it was just me and Beyonce.
Y'all just told me. I never knew because they can't prove that y'all told me.
You sure?
Yeah. How they gonna prove?
Because I recorded it. Because I'm shady like that, and I'm gonna get time off on you. No, but seriously though, you said before that you draw the line on family.
Yeah.
Or not family, when it starts hurt you personally.
Yeah.
This is going to hurt you personally.
But I actually acted on it.
Okay, how about this? What about this? Let's say the government cracks down on this show. Mm-hmm. And like you niggas say some wild shit. We're going to, the sensitivity police, we arrest you. Woo! Y'all better stop telling my gay people. Mm-hmm. And they come and they arrest us for the gay police come arrest us. Mm-hmm. But they like French Reggie. We heard that you like, you know, you're sympathetic to gay people. You like gay people. You even have a gay friend that you ride with often. Mm-hmm. And we're not quite even sure if you might be gay. However, you haven't ever said it. So we're going to give you the opportunity now. You know, are you gay? So now here, think closely because here are the two choices. If you say no, you going to gay jail with us. And in gay jail, it's automatic rape. It's automatic. You come in the first time, when they say cough, it's because they putting their dick in your ass. It's like, cough while my dick goes in you. Or you like, I'm gay, and they let you out, and you get away. But you have to tell on us.
Tell on y'all on what, though?
About, like, you got to show them where the dead bodies are. Like, you got to show them where the hard drive is, get all the shows saved on it.
I'm not going to no gay jail. I promise you that.
So you're going to snitch on us?
I'm not going to.
You're
going
to flip on us? Really?
I'm not going to no gay jail.
Wow.
I don't have to flip on y'all. We all got caught.
Right. That's different.
How is that different?
Because we already caught.
And they're giving you time off for saying you're gay.
So just say y'all gay too.
They don't want us. They like you nice. Nice.
You light skin, they're definitely going to take you before they take me.
No. I'm too rugged. They like, this nigga's mouth is, he says inflammatory things. There's no way we can let him off. Jamie Mack, he don't even like black people or gay people. So we cannot, definitely can't let him off. But you, French Reggie, you're borderline. You know what I'm saying?
I'll lawyer up real shit.
Nigga, you go in there.
I'll listen to the lawyer's advice.
They're looking at your ass like frog legs, like young and succulent.
And he got that pretty bald face now. He cut the hair off his face. I can't believe this nigga cut his mustache and beard off. Cause we told him to.
his mustache, it was already gone. Nigga. That was just for pretend.
This nigga cut all his shit off because we told him to, though.
No, because you told him to. You. Let's be clear. I never told that nigga to do that shit.
Yeah, I tested that shit. That shit, they didn't really think I was richer. They just thought I looked younger.
So that shit's not real.
You got to cut your underarm hair off, too. That's why.
You have to wear a fucking button up with a tie, either suspenders.
I did
without
one of those nice, though.
And suspenders.
When I, like, first,
or
yeah.
Or a vest.
I had a blazer on.
So look, you're saying you're gonna snitch on us. You're flipping in.
We already got caught. I would just listen to my lawyer's advice. If some real shit like that happened, I would really.
Okay, so let's say some criminal shit. You gonna listen to your lawyer then too, right?
Huh?
You're not gonna listen to your lawyer for some criminal shit? Because I did go there too, with the intent of.
Yeah, like this is the thing. If I actually go commit a crime with y'all, and we get caught, and then.
100 years, my nigga. They offering us 100 years.
If I actually, because I would draw the line where I don't even commit the crime. So when you ask me where would I draw the line, I'm not even committing
one of those things where somebody disrespect the family, one of our families, and like, yo, man, if you ain't coming, man, fuck you. You are either with us or you against us. You like, all right, man, I'm with y'all. And you go and we get caught. And they offering 100 years. 100. I can see it in your face. You flipping. I can see it in your face.
And I'm going to think about it. That's 100 years.
This nigga's something to think about it.
So what I'm asking.
But it depends. Depends what went down.
Okay, but listen to what I'm telling you, though. So right now, there's a stigma in the United States that some black people are holding people down.
Right.
Are those your people?
No, they're not holding you up.
What the fuck are you talking? What?
I mean, if they're holding, you say some black people are holding.
It's
other
happening
black
right now, friends.
Yeah, yeah.
There are people right now in certain places in this country that just happen to be black who are not doing you any good. In fact, they're doing you harm just by being who they are.
Yeah, and they're not my people.
See, so where. Either they are or they're not. You can't. How are you going to separate those people? Right. What do you call those people then?
When you see their actions, when you realize, when you get close to them and you see they're doing wrong, you fuck them up. You say, get out the tribe. That's why we give him names like Uncle Tom's and shit like that.
Uncle Tom, what does that mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Another Uncle misconception Tom's? About Uncle Tom. That's.
I'm just saying.
That's
just,
what they're called?
Uncle Tom was actually the good guy in that story.
I'm just saying. Like, label you differently if you don't follow the guidelines of helping black culture.
So then how do you make this distinction?
When you see their actions.
So you have to wait till you see their actions.
How else are you going to find out?
Because what happens if you get grouped into the guy you didn't know was a one of those people, but you're hanging with them, or you're around them, or you're maybe at the protest with them, or whatever black people do together? Then what? Like,
what happens though? Like at that moment, how is he holding
me
down?
You're saying innocent until proven guilty.
No, this is the thing too.
Just follow, like, that's anybody in life. Like, until they see your actions, that's how they're gonna be able to judge you.
You're telling me you think people walk around this world saying innocent until proven guilty? You're gonna risk your freedom and your family's well-being on whether or not another nigga is guilty or innocent because you're just gonna assume he's innocent?
Okay. There's so many levels before it even gets there. That's what I'm saying.
Though there aren't any levels.
Yes,
they are. Your people. That means that your people go out and do whatever they're doing, whatever their status is in life. You're grouping yourself with those people, even if you don't have to be. So in Haiti, you were a higher echelon Haitian. Did you group yourself with the lowest echelon Haitians? I doubt you did.
I was a kid. As a kid, you don't even think about shit like that.
Okay, but it doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. As a kid, you don't even think about shit like that.
No. But as he comes over here to America,
right?
They're all grouped together. Haitians are all that. They're all the same. They're Haitians. They're yeah. not. They're not. When they when you talk about Haitians, uh-huh. you don't go. Oh, I wonder about the ones that steal and rob compared to the ones that live in fucking marble houses.
No, let me tell you the ones who aren't. The ones say, I'm not like those other Haitians.
Yeah, there's a lot of Haitians like that.
They draw the line quick for yeah. your ass. Like,
they
hey, too.
They bougie.
Here's the line. I'm on this side of the line with y'all. Them other Haitians, no. Yeah. Not them.
Like, what do you mean, them other Haitians?
I'm telling you that there are people who draw the line in the sand. For instance,
it's like, well, there's some black people that don't fuck with ghetto people.
That's what ghetto I'm trying to say. People. So what was the nigga named Friday who didn't want you on his yard?
Stanley.
You knew Stanley wasn't like those. He's not going to say my people.
Yeah.
He lived around people that weren't his people. True or false?
That's true.
And if the police came through, the idea is from niggas is that, oh, they're going to get all of us, but they're not. Because Stanley's like, he did it, and he did it, and they're going to let Stanley go back in his house. True or false?
True.
Have you seen that 1,000 times?
Yeah.
But that's because Stanley made a decision. And that's what I'm saying. Who are you beholden to? Your tribe. If your tribe is them niggas, why? Why would you, if you have the ability to not be them niggas,
right?
Why would you be beholden to them? And that's what I'm asking. That's a real question. I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm dead ass serious. If you have the opportunity to not be them niggas, would you be just because them niggas are your people?
No. What were you going to say?
Okay, I think the reason why we may still consider those people our people is because we feel empathy. We have empathy for them. Like, I think earlier you said that you would want to help those change behaviors.
Right.
And I think that's why we would probably still consider those people our people. Because we feel like if at least we talk to them and we put them on our side to listen to our awareness, our message, maybe they'll change.
So you think you can do both then? You think you can fight and claw your way to the top and also save motherfuckers?
It's a try. You try.
Have
it's
you
not,
ever
it's,
seen it where somebody's fighting and clawing their way to the top and still has time to reach back and grab people?
Yeah, Russell Simmons.
Who? Russell Simmons is a fucking asshole. Who did he reach back for?
Run and all that?
Oh, you mean when he signed up to a bullshit bullshit? That's his brother. I'm talking about anybody else. Name another person.
L?
You think that contract wasn't ugly as fuck? I bet you that contract was fucked up. You think it wasn't when it was?
Yeah, he was like 17
it still too. Put him on.
Put him on what?
Look, it worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
I mean, but,
okay, for every LL, you know how many non-LLs there were that Russell Simmons signed?
I didn't say he hooked up everybody, but he did hook up some people, right?
No. He tried that same shit with everybody. But LL got lucky and still got through some kind of way. It wasn't intended for
him. MC Hammer.
I don't think he signed LL with the intention of, hey, I'm going to make this guy a whole bunch of money so he can be successful forever. I think he's like, this guy can make me a lot of money. Just so happened, LL found a way to make money for himself and increase his longevity. You know how many non-LLs he signed that never made it, but he made money off of?
Hey, what's wrong with that?
So Russell Simmons knows the separation. He's not my people. Hell, he'll say that shit on TV.
So you think because some of those people didn't make it like LL, he didn't help them? Because they didn't make it out. They didn't get big. So because
I
of
don't
that.
Think he was trying to help LL. And I don't know this for a fact.
Okay.
I don't know LL's particulars and whose dick LL sucked. I have no idea. I don't know how that worked. You know, I don't know what he had to do to get his next level of fame. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he had to accept.
Honor sacrifice.
I don't know what blood sacrifice he had to make. You know what I'm saying? Who's his little cousin had to die or something. I don't know whose finger got chopped off. I have no idea. What I'm saying is that I don't think that any of those dudes intentionally give people a shot so that they can, you know what I'm saying? Unless there's a lot in it for them.
But at the same time, though, because he's giving him a shot, he obviously sees something in that kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, money. He sees money in him.
Isn't that business?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, come on. But you're completely missing the point. I'm saying it's just business. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not my people. It's not my tribe. It's business. Okay. Beastie Boys got signed, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, those weren't his people. That wasn't his tribe.
I feel you.
Russell Simmons used to hang around a bunch of white people.
Still do.
Name a woman he's been around that's been black and... I've never even seen Russell in the same, like, he's never been sitting adjacent to a black person, a black woman. It's always a white woman or an Asian, ever.
Some exotic trick, yeah. Why is that, though? Why is a lot of rich black men don't date black women?
Because they have to, they're Stanley. What the fuck have I been talking about for the past 40 minutes?
But there's black women that are on that hierarchy, too, though.
No, there aren't. You
there's
have
a few.
No,
Stanley?
Yeah. There are. Yeah. But those black women are doing their job to fight and claw to the top, too. They ain't got time to bring Russell black ass, too. They got to find them somebody who's ambiguous or whatever. That's what I'm trying to say. Russell Simmons and those rich guys that you're talking about, they know that they're fighting and clawing their way to the top. They're barely getting there themselves. They barely let their black ass in. So they can't also be like, hey, well, what about, you know what I'm saying, my cousin Leroy? No, Leroy asked, you have to make a decision. Stanley made a decision. Russell Simmons made a decision. People have to make a decision. What I'm asking, though, is are you beholden to your tribe even if you have the opportunity to elevate your tribe? So you're in tribe A, or tribe, let's say tribe D is the lowest tribe. A is the highest, right?
Right.
You're in tribe D. You know you'll never make it to A, but you can make it to C. In order to make it to C, though, you got to let go of all them D niggas.
Right.
Is that something that you'd be willing to do, or is D your people? That's the question I'm asking. I've been trying. I'm going to ask it 10 different ways until y'all at least give me a real answer.
I mean, since you put it that way, I mean.
Fuck them.
Because
fuck
you always. No, because you always try to, you know, try to set a fucking deer traps and shit like that.
No. Yeah. You might be a real nigga like, fuck that shit. Fuck C. It's D all day. We'll figure it out. Okay. Me and D are going to figure it out.
Okay, but. So. I've moved from one hood to a better hood,
okay,
to a fucking suburb, to a fucking gated community in an attempt to do that. In each step,
to let go of some niggas?
Well, yeah, you didn't hang around the same motherfuckers that you did because so
you're lying then when you say those are your people.
No,
I'm not fucking with them. In a gated community, you cannot let D in.
No,
you
can't. I know you can't
bring them to the gated community. You know that they're going to put you out of the gated community. You barely made it.
But if I go back to D, I'm fucking with that nigga. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
But that's different. Going back to pretend like y'all still cool, they see you differently. You smell different, nigga. You smell different.
I don't know.
Fancy talking ass, nigga.
I do probably got
right.
You smell different, nigga.
You remember when Furious smelled Cuba Gooding Jr.? You're like, nigga, you got some pussy.
I got that. I used to have an Eau de Toilette. Now I got the parfum.
Perfume?
Yeah, now I got the parfum. So, yeah.
So the real question then is, if you get a chance to not be a D nigga no more, and now you get to be a C nigga, but the cost is you got to leave D niggas alone, is that something you're willing to do, or are those your people? Is that your tribe?
Not for life. I mean,
what?
You can't just answer. I feel you. Like the real answer is yes. Because at the end of the day,
that's not the real answer. Everybody don't feel like you, French Reggie. You a snitch. Okay. You a snitch. Fucking nigga in his ass, nigga. Like basically, you like fuck them niggas. It's all about me. You're a selfish dude. So that's why you're saying the real answer is yes. You never thought it was anything but yes. You just been afraid to say it out loud because you didn't want to be judged.
Dr. Phil.
You feel like fuck them niggas, and you know you do. From the beginning, we started.
But this
the conversation,
is the thing. This is the thing. I don't feel like because I'm moving from D to C, it's fuck them niggas. I'm elevating.
You're misunderstanding. It has to be fuck them niggas because the niggas in C like, yo, bruh, it took us too long to get to C. Uh-huh. You can't fuck us up with this D shit.
Yeah, you can't be bringing that D shit around here and fucking, and you know how long it took me not to be a D
nigga? Right. You know how hard I had to fight to not be a D nigga no more? And here you go, sagging your pants and shit, getting face tattoos.
But if I'm a C nigga now, I'm not doing that shit anymore, right?
No, if I change. But you can't be around face tattoo niggas either because when you start bringing them face tattoo around the C niggas, they're like, ah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What you doing, man?
Leaving them alone and fuck them niggas is two different type of energy. That's all I'm saying.
I'm telling you that there's going to come a time when it's going to be a choice. Either you say fuck D or you are D again. It's just the way it goes, man. You hang with a certain dude, a certain type of dudes. You have to at some point make a choice because there's going to come that crossroad where there's going to be a decision to be made and you're going to have to go one way left or you're going to have to go right.
Yeah, so I will be... So in that scenario, exact scenario, it's fuck them niggas for real. Because once you change, once you move up, you change too. Like, so if I was this type of nigga then and I'm a new type of nigga now, I'm not going to be around that same crowd just because I changed. I elevated. So I'll be with these... Yeah, so I'll be in C. Yeah.
So fuck them niggas. So are they? Why you keep thinking?
Because like when you say, because it's not like fuck them. It's just more like I'm no longer a part of them. Like I grew, I matured, I moved up, jumped a tax bracket, whatever you want to call it. I'm not around him anymore. That's it. It's pretty much.
You can't do both though, man.
It's not about doing both.
Yes, you could go back and play ball with him in the hood. Yes. Yeah. But at some point, somebody's going to either pull your card on either the D side or the C side.
Yeah. And
the D side will happen probably first. Like, nigga, who you think you are? That shit happens all the time. Now you got to make a choice from the D. The D nigga's like, nah, we don't want you here no more because you making us look soft.
Yeah, I'll definitely be a C. And B and A, whatever I can elevate to.
I just
and that's exact scenario. Sure, yeah.
No, that's not the exact. That's not. It's not an exact scenario. It's figurative. The thing I'm saying is that there's a problem when you move to C, and C of course is hypothetical too. There's not really white people who are listening. There's no cat. We don't have an A, B, and C, D. We don't have that. But this is figurative. The D crew and the C crew are very, very different on purpose. But it's a Stanley. It's a decision like Stanley made. Mm-hmm. The people in the C crew feel like there are certain things that we have to do. Maybe it's assimilate more into white culture. Maybe it's not have face tattoos and wear
different
our pants
fashion
low,
style
whatever.
And all that. Yeah.
But there's a clear-cut line, and you have to make that decision.
Yeah.
And I'm saying once you make that decision, there's not really a lot of back and forth because you're going to be exposed to the D people, and the C people are not going to want to be part. They're not going to fuck with you if they feel like you're really not a C nigga. Like, they going to smell you too. Like, ooh, what is that? Project grease?
Yeah. You fucking use fucking bacon grease to cook your
food. French Reggie is selling them niggas out. Fuck that. Jimmy Mac, what do you say?
No, I'm sorry. I was laughing because I was thinking about Jay Smooth listening to this and feeling like you're breaking up with him. Like your friendship is like I feel like he's probably calling you as he's listening to this right now. Like probably even before he got to this point, he was like, Hey, we cool though, right? Though B, you know, we good. You know, I'm listening to the show and shit. He's got to feel like you're talking about like
how,
because you were talking about fucking elevating and you can't hang around a certain type of fucking dude anymore. You know what I mean? Like that was cool maybe at a certain point in your life. And then now as you fucking start to move in different directions, you realize
you're calling
that
Jay Smooth a D-nigga.
He kind of is a D-nigga.
No, I think Jay Smooth is trying his fight, his claw in his way too.
To be a D nigga.
No. So he's an E nigga. He's not in the first four categories.
Man, answer the question, man. How do you take that? If your people were D, let's just say they were. I'm not sure they were. You might have started out a C nigga. I don't know.
Right.
But let's just say that whatever group you were in, you've just said it yourself. You moved from the hood to a neighborhood. To a nice community, to a gated community, right?
Right. No, I did it, and I mean, in each, there was a time in my life where I had to make choices.
Okay.
And I made that choice, and it was just like I had to shake motherfuckers that was trouble, you know,
right?
that wasn't, you know, any good for me. And that at one point, I were definitely part of my tribe, but
You're saying that those people were specifically those people, or the people like those people too?
Those people like those people too.
Right.
So, I mean, so specifically those people, but I made it, you know, my life's journey not to go and acquire new
people like that.
But yeah, right. In my tribe. So,
it's fuck them niggas.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. 50 minutes later.
Well, you the fucking question answer.
No, I asked a very specific question in the beginning. Y'all was like my family, all black people. If somebody gets
you got to be careful because when you like, that's what I said. When you hear the first thing I think when I hear tribe is family.
Right.
Yeah, but obviously in a grand scheme of things, I can go for my culture, my ethnicity. Uh-huh. I can even go religion when you talk tribe.
I asked where you draw the line.
Yeah.
I asked you what was the line for what your tribe is or not.
And then I told you when it disturbs my peace.
Huh?
When it disturbs my peace.
Huh? What'd he say?
Disturb my peace.
What'd he say?
Do it one more time.
No.
What'd he say, Jay, man? I didn't understand it at all.
Okay. I was going to take you through my progression. At first, I thought he said the scrubs, right? His peace, which I didn't understand. I didn't know how you de-scrub peace. And maybe that's, you know, just waving the white flag. I don't know. But then he said, I think disturbs.
Disturb my peace.
Oh. And
disturb his peace.
And what? What does that mean? Disturb your peace.
Where I draw the line.
You ask me, where do I draw the line when
people disturb your peace?
No, when whatever action I have to take for them, my tribe, when it can interrupt with my peace. Like when,
huh?
So like when I guess he's staying up late nights because he thinks that the popo may knock on his door.
Just when it's going to affect my personal life, man.
That's what I mean, when niggas peace. May come through thinking that he got the bag at his house and kick in his door.
And it wasn't him.
And it wasn't him.
He was just hanging with them niggas.
Right.
I'm not any more clear now, but okay. So what I wanted to address is the my people thing, because I feel like we say that shit loosely and we don't really mean it.
You already know. Okay, come on.
What? I don't know that.
No.
People know
there,
that.
There are people who say I root for everybody black.
No.
But even in that, people know what.
Do you root for everybody black, Fritz Reggie?
As long as you're doing something positive.
Nigga,
sure.
Do you root for everybody black?
No, because not everybody black doing right good things.
So you don't root for everybody black?
Majority, yes.
Because of your people. Here we go. You see how we jump right back into this bullshit? You're telling a lie. I don't know if you're lying now or you're lying before. Either you're for these niggas or you're not.
Okay, my thing is, what's wrong with
support? No. Here's the thing. What it is really is, you're willing to put your neck on the line as long as you don't really have to put your neck on the line for black people. You're willing to say, no, you're willing to say I'm down for black people, that's my tribe, until the shit hits the fan. You're like, whoa, I didn't have nothing to do with that.
It's not even just, like, you going to the point, to the extreme of, I got to put my neck on the line. There's nothing wrong with actually supporting, showing love, giving emotional support, awareness to somebody that look like you or represent your culture. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. When somebody say I root for everybody black, it's not saying that I'm gonna die for you, I'm gonna commit crime with you. He's just saying, look, you're
hurt.
A black kid that's doing something positive. I fuck with what you're doing. You got a nice company, you got a nice podcast, you're doing some cool shit. I support you, I fucks with you. Here's a retweet, here's a hashtag, whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Oh, retweet.
Okay. It doesn't mean that because I root for everybody black, I'm gonna die for you. I'm gonna like commit crime. No, it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean all that. It doesn't mean all that. It just means simply support, awareness.
So, I feel like, you know, maybe I didn't answer the question.
You haven't. Neither one of y'all.
No, because I don't think I need
you
to.
You niggas scared to say it.
How am I scared?
Fuck these niggas.
How am I scared? Okay, listen. I fucking am the conductor.
You are.
So
that's why I don't understand.
I'm just saying though. You already get anybody who listens to the show already knows. You know what I mean? Like, no, I don't ride for every fucking black person that's fucking out there. No, I do not. And I get a lot of shit for that. But it's okay though. Because that's not, hey, you know what? It's weird. I may fucking be schizophrenic. Because
that's deep.
No, because
you hear voices and shit.
At some point, I feel like I do. Like, I'm like, some parts of my day, I go, gosh damn, you know what? I get it.
You want OJ to win like that?
I fucking damn sure wanted OJ to win.
Right.
I promise you, I wanted OJ to win.
Right.
And I know he was guilty. And I wanted OJ to win bad. And the motherfucker, I was mad.
Why? If you knew he was guilty.
Because I knew they were guilty.
Oh, okay.
Who?
The police.
What they got to do with it?
Because they were trying to.
What about
to
the two white people that died?
No, listen. It wasn't about that.
It was the system.
It was about fucking the LAPD.
Right.
Fucking trying to fucking.
Because of Rodney King?
No. Trying to frame a fucking famous black person.
But he did it. It wasn't a frame.
No, but that's my point. You should have just let it be. But when you fucking start planting drops and shit,
right,
then it's too much. When you start planting evidence, trying to make it too much. You know what I mean? You should have just let it be for
whatever.
What if
they didn't plan it? What if that shit really was real? And
it had the fucking chemical from the inside of the bottle fucking in the blood samples, bro. That's too much. From it. They took some blood and they planted that shit.
Right.
And that's what they do. That's why people hate the fucking LAPD.
Right.
And it was like
niggas that kill people, we hate them less.
We know it sucks because it's like politics. It's like voting for a president.
Uh-huh.
You have to.
Yeah,
right?
You have to. But
you have to. In this side, you have to choose a side. And sometimes, yes, the people that they're fucking trying to catch, a lot of times they're fucking bad. They're very bad, right?
Right.
But that still doesn't defeat the principle that these motherfuckers are supposed to be there for you, and they're bad. That's worse.
They were there for you.
No.
White people. The white people who got killed, that's what they were there for.
They're supposed to be there for everybody.
They are sometimes. You don't sometimes. Think they ever speak up for black people?
They do, but not, okay. not, but
French Reggie, were you, French Reggie wasn't even fucking alive when this happened. You know that's
Rodney
crazy?
King? No, I wasn't alive.
Who?
You talking about Rodney King?
No, OJ.
No, I wasn't alive.
That's crazy, right? French Reggie wasn't even fucking alive when OJ went on his run.
What, really?
94. I was 94. Born in 94. I was born, actually, my birthday's this week, December 13th.
God, this nigga wasn't even alive when OJ ran for it, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
But you heard the story, right?
Yeah, yeah. I even
the
watched
Knicks the Knicks and the Rockets were on TV. I remember that game.
Of course.
Knicks and the Rockets were on TV. I'm like, yo.
They interrupted that.
What year did that happen?
94. I think it was 94, right? 94, 95?
Yeah.
But I was, yeah. I was born at the end of the year, yeah.
Of what year? 95?
94.
So it had to be 94 then. Yo, it was summertime. It was like the beginning of summer.
Mom was pregnant.
It just started.
Yep.
Everybody knows that. And then the fucked up part.
I wanted it to span. That's the only time I ever wanted to be in the corner. Like the little small little boxes in the corner.
So that's when he was doing the chase y'all talking about.
Yeah. During the fucking game.
You know what fucked me up is that they put the game on a different station and I didn't know. So I ended up watching the whole fucking chase and I missed the game.
You didn't see the game? No. The game was on What's the game on? Was that TNT still? It wasn't TNT yet back then.
Yeah, it was something.
It was the finals. It was on the network channel.
Right.
But in the bottom right-hand corner was OJ running, him and AC running.
They didn't change. Where I watched it, it was all that. And then I didn't.
Well, you were actually in California. I was in Atlanta.
I was like, they fucked it up. I was like, where's the game?
No, I wanted to see both.
And then, yeah.
I wanted to see both. I was connected to this TV. I was not moving.
Like, just to say, though, again, when they tried to put it put the fucking 2 on the 10, that's just too much, bro. Don't do that.
2 on the 10.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like you put the little 2 on the corner of the 10, make it look like a 20. Well, it's not.
Who does that shit? Maybe you are a D nigga. Get back to the D niggas. I can't podcast with you no more, man. The fuck? Put the 2 on the 10?
Yeah, I was lost in that one.
You fraudulent ass.
That's a
counterfeit money ass nigga.
You never made a copy of the money?
No. No, I have never made a copy of money. I've never used a fake bill ever. I mean,
but you never like even wanted to see like the facsimile of it and see if it was like possible.
No.
If you put it in a coin machine,
what?
If it would take it.
No, I've never used
fake money.
That
never crossed your money.
Never.
Me neither.
He's a scenic now, you know.
Me neither.
I'm not sure I can hang with you no more.
I would have never done that. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you right now, my tribe is small as fuck. I was actually closer to what French Reggie was saying, but I'm not yielding on that shit. I know he kind of like went back and forth.
Of course he does. Bullied him off of it, man.
I didn't bully him shit. He had a choice. He had a fucking choice. Family, yes, but not all family.
No.
Family and close friends and like, okay, for instance, like we're in the Slack, right? I consider most of Slack my tribe. Like, you know what I'm saying? I care about their day-to-days. I care about things that happen to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I would even consider them part of my tribe.
You said most, but that's cool.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some that have fallen by the wayside.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like they don't report in.
Right. Okay.
My tribe is very small and I'm willing to care about and vouch for people in my tribe, my people. But everybody black is not my people. I'm sorry. I don't even know what part of Africa my family is from.
No.
And I refuse to do 23andMe.
No, I'm not giving them my fucking DNA. So they could
they probably already got my shit for the military anyway, but still, I'm not giving them another sample.
No, because they always going to say something African. Everybody's going to have some part African.
Do you want white people too?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody gets it. And I'm just not... I feel like I could have done that, right? I mean, because...
You could have done it.
Yeah, just fucking made a company where I'm like, send me your sample.
Oh, right.
And I'll tell you where the fuck you're from.
Oh, yeah. I heard you on BTG show. You were like, 12% Ethiopian. 12% Ethiopian. And 4% Botswanan.
I could do this all day.
I really
day.
Think that's what they be doing.
No, and you're not going to fucking... you're talking about your... Because we've talked about this. With the generations, you could talk about what's there right now.
Right.
It could have gone fucking light to dark and back to fucking light again. Like
in a couple of generations.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't definitively go, no.
What was that? When I say 10 generations, like a million people or something?
Yeah.
It was crazy, right?
Right.
Yeah. Like you got family members that are something else.
Right.
You have to.
And so you couldn't.
And who black you know is going to pay for 23andMe and Ancestry.com to try to Wait a minute. Compare you it. Said 30% Ethiopian.
They said I would try that shit, though, just to see.
Well, do it. Go ahead.
I don't got money like that to spend on bullshit shit.
What
like.
If they said 100% Haitian?
But we also come from someplace in Africa, too.
They ordered your shit said 100% Haitian, hey. And it never got past 80.
Hey, that's even better.
You were born out of the rocks.
Like an original Hellboy.
All right, so we got a voicemail from, I don't know why he keeps saying this. He keeps saying he's neglected. Do you feel like Baylor's neglected?
No. Baylor's a light-skinned girlfriend. He just fucking, wants attention.
He's a little millennial that way.
He got a little millennial in him.
He do. He does. Mm-hmm.
So let's check out his voicemail.
Yo, no nonsense, your boy BTG. Actually, this is your neglected brother. Y'all already know this. I just want to send a quick thank you out to Beyonce and King Kunta for coming through. BTG for president. We should be dropping this Thursday. They did a phenomenal job on there of coming up with a lot of answers, but not the answer, as you guys will hear. You know, and that's what we do. We argue. You know, that's what brothers do. We argue amongst each other, and we just don't come up with an answer for us to create positivity in the world. And, you know, the past couple of weeks has been phenomenal because I've had majority of my brothers on my show. I need French Reggie and Jay Swoop to step up, man. I need y'all on the show as well. I know French Reggie is available because there's no sex going on right now. Jay Swoop, I always say he's busy, but I think he's good at lying. So, you know, I mean, but his Slack participation is terrible. So he might be telling the truth. He might. Other than that, man, I wish y'all to keep doing a great job. And eventually we've got to have a part two. We got to have a part two to see if we can come up with an answer. I can tell you already, right now, I already know what's going to happen. There's going to be more arguing and no more answers, okay? Other than that, man, Slack people, I need y'all to step it up a little bit. I need y'all to step it up. I think I need to go through a Slack tour. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through a Slack tour and have the people on the Slack on my show because y'all deserve it. Y'all deserve a little bit more. Happy goddamn holidays. Thanks for the idea. I like that shit.
Appreciate you, BTG, and I don't know why you feel neglected, but you're always welcome on this show.
Sensitive ass.
Is that a Cali thing?
Ooh, he coming for you.
He did, right? I don't know.
Obviously, you're not his people.
No, I mean, see, yeah, I almost Cali fired on his ass. But anyways, man, what's up? We got some questions?
We actually do. What's better than us coming up with questions?
Fucking
French Reggie selling out everybody black.
Everybody eventually, black.
Like, eventually, enough questions asked, he's selling everybody the fuck out. His family, too. I think that if it was just self-preservation is what he meant from the beginning. And in the long run, his sisters, his mom, all the motherfuckers is gone. Like, it's just him.
What's this nigga? Is his name Tom from the Boondocks that was scared of going to jail?
Sure.
and he would have fucking snitched on his kid instead of going to prison because he thought he was gonna get anally raped. That's fucking French Reggie.
I think I read somewhere Tekashi's trying to stand up. He's not gonna snitch on anybody. Mm. How you feel about that? They're not even Mexicans. What you feel about that, French Reggie?
Like I said, Tekashi, if Tekashi's actually a part of the crime, you should
get
not snitch.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Do you really believe these dudes are gonna do that for you?
No, I said if he's part of the crime.
See, here's the problem. I know that you're hurt.
It's not even about that.
No, but look though. Do you really believe dudes you do a crime with are going to stand up for you?
No.
No, they don't.
No, they won't.
I tell you.
So you're
going to
stand up for them.
No, I'm going to blame.
It's about me. It's because me. I feel like if I do the crime, then I'm going to do their time. My principle.
Yeah.
It's my principle. If I'm going to do a crime, I know I'm going to do time.
Hold up.
I don't even sound like that.
I feel like if I do the crime, I'm supposed to do time.
Why did he go all suicide bomber with his accent, dude?
I don't care about other people, what they say. They may snitch on me. That's okay.
I'm ready.
I do my crime, I do my time.
I think I gotta do the show with a different accent now. No, but
holy shit.
Like, if I get caught robbing the bank, I'm like caught red-handed.
Right.
There's nothing else to talk about. I'm caught.
Yeah, but they're gonna snitch on you to get less time. They're like, he was the mastermind.
But he got caught too, though. What's the point?
Yeah, but they're like, he was the mastermind. I only want to do 2 years. He's gonna do 100 years.
How you gonna prove that?
How you gonna prove what?
That I was the mastermind.
They don't care. They get one nigga to say it. They don't care. They got all of y'all red-handed. Right. If they can get one person to say you're the mastermind, that's the top cop. It's like, yes,
right.
We got him.
As long as one person does time. They don't give a fuck who it is, really.
They're going to connect you to some other shit, too.
Right. They don't really care.
A string of robberies, I mean.
As long as they can put an order to it. If they got three niggas, they want one at the top, one in the middle, and one at the bottom. And the one at the bottom is the one who's doing the most talking.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're not going to stand up for you, man. So anyway, you still haven't learned your lesson yet. All right. Question of the nonsense. What is the most overrated holiday?
Mother's Day.
Whoa.
Wow,
nigga. You just shot a mom somewhere.
Yeah, he does.
That was
a French Reggie special, right?
You gotta
there.
Explain that.
That was right off the cuff.
Now,
right?
I saw that question, so I already knew it.
Okay.
So you hate your mom. Go ahead.
No, I love my mom. I just
talk about it. She just don't do shit.
Fuck that shit, right?
She don't deserve her own holidays, what you're saying.
It's not that she doesn't deserve her own holidays.
You just said that.
It's just they overrated. Take it a little bit too far.
Who does? Your mother does?
No,
your mother takes it too far.
American propaganda.
American propaganda.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Mother's Day.
What do you mean though, man? Whose mother are you saying doesn't deserve a day?
I'm not
name
saying,
somebody's mother. What'd you say about Jason's mom? Why'd you point to his chair?
Yeah, you did point to his chair.
Why did you point at his chair, bro?
I'm saying.
I mean, she didn't raise him right or something.
Have you come? You guys are fathers.
Thanks.
How's Father's Day compared to Mother's Day?
No, we're not talking about Father's Day.
There you go.
Mother's
that right
day,
there
that.
Proves the point.
What?
Does it?
Yeah. We celebrate Father's Day compared to Mother's Day.
I thought we were talking about Mother's Day. How do we get on Father's Day?
I'm just saying, the level of Father's Day should be the same. If Mother's Day's that level, that high level.
So now he's campaigning for Father's Day.
So Father's Day. He's not even a father.
Right.
So,
Father's
so you love Day, your dad, you hate your mom.
So Father's
that's
Day should be
is.
At the same level.
Daddy issues, I told you.
Wow.
No, I said he had mommy issues, didn't he?
I don't know what kind of issues
he
had.
No, I told
got.
You he had mommy issues.
What about you, man? What
I
holiday?
Have a good relationship with
overrated holiday. For me, it's probably Valentine's Day.
I'm going there too, man. That shit was created, and women just ate it up because they get shit.
Yeah, and I don't give a fuck.
They get shit.
They don't give a fuck if there was. They don't even look to see if there's a reverse Valentine's Day, like where it's all about him.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They don't campaign for that.
They'll never do that.
I heard something like every fourth Valentine's Day is supposed to be for the guy. I heard that.
Oh,
somewhere.
Is that right?
That's
every
what I heard.
Fourth?
I wish they would share
other?
That information with the public.
I can't. It's called something.
Yeah, with the popular public.
Leap year Valentine's Day?
Huh?
Leap year Valentine's Day?
Something like that. For real. I can't remember what it's called. But I was going to say Valentine's Day, but I'll change now because I want to be different. I'm going to say Columbus Day. Why the fuck is that a holiday we get off?
Nobody celebrates that shit no more.
Yes, they do. Yeah, we get off work and all kind of shit. We get off the bank closed, school's out.
I celebrate it, but I forget what we call it.
Somehow natural citizen,
fucking national fucking thievery appropriation day or something.
Whatever, that shit. But still, though, Christopher Columbus Day, give me a break. That shouldn't even be a day. All right, next question. Would you rather be hit by a car going 25 miles per hour or roll off a train? I said it twain for you, French Reggie. Roll off a train going 25 miles per hour.
So now you get hit by the train, roll off the train.
What'd I say, nigga? Did I say get hit by the train? I said roll off, right? Or roll off a train going 25 miles per hour. Yes, or roll off train, 25.
I'm gonna say I'd rather get hit by the car.
Why?
Because I feel like I'll probably hit the railroad tracks and some fucked up shit's gonna happen where I might get caught with the end. I don't know. I just feel like the roll off might not be a proper roll off and it's gonna create more damage. But 25 miles per hour.
I'm jumping off that.
Yeah, I'm rolling off that train because the thing is, first of all, you already rolling, first of all. Second of all, you might be able to land a way that's gonna not have this. That's not gonna be such a quick stop. Like you can roll or figure it out, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You might break one or two things, but a person standing still and a car moving and hitting that person 25 miles an hour, you can die.
Yeah, I watched.
Yes,
because isn't it like 25 miles per hour is like the fastest sprinter speed?
I don't know.
I don't know if anybody runs 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, but if you ran into a wall full speed, you could probably kill himself.
A hungry Haitian.
Hey. No, but I watched Midnight Run.
Okay.
Where he fucking threw him off the train in handcuffs, and he'd probably do about 25. Me, myself, and Irene.
Yeah.
When she jumped off. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He might dislocate a shoulder or something.
Yeah, jumping off of a train, I feel like, is much safer than fucking getting hit by something.
Hitting by a car, that's death, man. All right, what's the dumbest argument you've ever had with someone? Did it almost lead to a fight? Mine did. I had an argument. I can't think really of a dumber argument than this. Me and my wife got an argument one time driving back from New Orleans. We got an argument about B.O.B. I don't even remember what the fucking argument was about, but she thought he was too dope, and I didn't like that shit. And so me and her got in an argument about this shit. I just like, why are you jocking this nigga, right? It was the most ridiculous argument in the world.
You didn't fuck with Airplanes, man?
No, this is after Airplanes. I can't remember which album it was, but I was just like, this nigga is not that dope. And she was like really riding for this nigga, right? And we're driving back. I'm driving.
I remember that album. That shit was dope.
So she fucking hits me. She hits me while I'm driving in my face, right? So I punched her in the titty. Like, that's the only time we've ever, that's the only time me and my wife have ever gotten physical. But,
Kareem Hunt ass nigga.
Right. No, it wasn't that hard. She did clock me. She clocked me.
That's what made me.
I honestly, my hit was more just out of self-respect. Like, you can't just be hitting on me like this. My mama said, "No, don't let nobody hit me, man." Like, it was like I just had to get a little tap back. But yo, she hit the fuck out of me, like, to the point where we could have died.
Cause you was driving, right?
And it was over. This is over a fucking B.O.B. argument.
Yeah,
that nigga ain't that dope though. You see how? What about now? You know what I'm saying? Like, where is he at?
Where is he at now?
Yeah.
Oh, what about you, First Reggie?
It's some stupid basketball argument. It had to be. I just don't know. Gilbert Arenas. I was saying Gilbert Arenas is probably, if he played like a longer career, you probably would have been a more dominant point guard. And then I think I was talking to my barber at the time, and he was like, nah, he's trash. He was just shutting Gilbert Arenas down. And I'm like, and I was bringing him lost tapes and everything, and then I almost wanted to hit him. Yeah.
What? Over Gilbert? That's not even LeBron.
Yeah,
no. What would LeBron say? Would you stretch? Who would you, if you had a choice, would you rather stretch Gilbert or stretch LeBron?
LeBron, that's better on the resume.
Wow.
The higher the athlete, the better the resume.
I think for me, it was probably when that one guy with the sprinter with the little springs on his feet. Remember that guy? He killed
tink,
his
tink,
girl.
Little tink tink?
Little tink tink. He killed his girlfriend and shit.
He did?
Remember? Remember, he was in trial for that. He went to jail for that
with the
shit.
Little fake legs?
Yeah.
He tinked in the court?
I don't know.
I'd have been dying laughing at that, man.
I think he used the tink tinks just for running.
So what do he use when he wasn't?
Just like normal prosthetics, like look like a fake foot.
Oh, that's boring. That wouldn't have laughed at all.
Yeah, I mean.
That wouldn't have been very funny at all.
No, I mean, but because I don't think you can run really fast in those.
But that shit looked cool, little spoons.
Yeah, they were like.
Or big spoons.
They were almost like springs. Yeah, like a little.
He killed his wife?
His girlfriend. Shot her through the door. He said he thought she was an intruder.
He didn't go to jail, did he?
He went to jail.
Oh, for how long?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he went like 6 years.
Yo, that nigga couldn't run from that rape.
Nope. He did something, and then he fucking lied. No one believed him. But anyways, I remember getting in an argument because I didn't think it was fair that he was running against niggas with real legs. And someone was like, he don't have no legs though. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You can't put a machine on this nigga now,
right,
and say it's fair just because you started off with no fucking legs. And wow. And we got in a fucking big argument. I still feel like I was right. It makes sense. Like, you can't.
Because he shouldn't even get that tired.
He's not going to. His shit springs him forward. These little fucking things are like
bouncy.
Yeah, it's fucking, what do they call them? Vapor Max? This nigga got fucking springs, nigga, in his shit.
Vapor legs.
Yeah. That's no good, bro.
What was his real name? Oscar or some shit?
Yeah, Oscar Pistorius or something like that.
Yeah, he is a fuck.
Yeah, that nigga.
He's in prison right now, though.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, last question.
I wonder if they let him keep his legs. Like, what did you do? Like, do you get to take your legs?
That got to be a weapon in prison, right?
It could be. Like, you
kick a nigga with that shit.
You know, wheelchair?
I feel like you'd have to be. Because I feel like you could get your leg taken from you and beat. Like, you could get beat with your own shit.
Or raped with your own foot.
Right.
Oof.
What was that noise?
I just felt that
sounded like pleasure.
He visualized the foot in the ass.
He's like, ooh.
Ooh. He did send. Remember, he did send us that video of a footy.
Fucked with a foot.
Yeah, someone getting fucked with a foot.
You did.
Getting fucked with a foot.
Yes, the foot was going all in the ass.
I sent that.
Yes.
There's no way. No way. I would never send some shit like that. That had to be you. Yeah. You be watching that weird porn.
Nasty Nelson. All right, so did you guys watch this video?
Which one?
The one that said, look at the question nonsense questions. There's a little link underneath that. Did you watch that? Go ahead and click it now. If you didn't watch it.
I was going to ask you, what do you want?
And I'm going
to
explain as we're watching it to the listeners. So the question is, I'm sure you guys are too smart to be in this situation, but for fun's sake, what if it happens? What are your expressed thoughts after a safe landing? Please view the video. So in this video, are you guys watching it?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this actually.
So I guess it's like a hand glider guy is taking a passenger on this 1,000-foot drop with a hand glider, but he forgot to strap the bitch in. So where normally she would be strapped in and hanging and just
that's
like
a dude.
And just that's a guy?
Yeah.
And just like enjoying the view. This motherfucker's hanging on for dear life, sliding down to the bottom pole. Like it's like they're like 600 feet in the air right now and about to go over this other cliff that's like making it be like 1,000 feet in the air. And
nothing but trees underneath.
Nothing but trees and
sharp
death,
pointy
death
trees
underneath. And this motherfucker is like trying to figure out how to land the glider, but there's nowhere to land because everything is jagged underneath. And so the question is, what will we do when we land? And let me see, who is this? What page is it? I don't even know what page this is on, but it's the Angry at @NY_wiseass. He says, the beating that would be awaiting this pilot would be mythical. What do you guys think? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'd probably fight. I mean, just out of sure
fight. I think.
I mean, just at least one punch. Fight is probably too aggressive because I don't know if I would continue. But I think that you deserve a sock in the face. If my life was just at fucking danger, like because at one point he was grabbing his leg. I don't know if you saw that. Like he was gripping, like he had one hand on the pole, the fucking hang glider pole, and then he was gripping dude's pants. Like if I fucking go, I'm gonna fucking drag you down. Like if I have to. And I would have been the same way. If I'm dying, you ever been thrown in the pool? I've never been thrown in the pool without the motherfucker that threw me in the pool coming with me.
Right.
It's just not happening.
Could you imagine Jay Smooth big ass?
Bro, so.
Like, it'd be hard for the
my thing is, how do you forget to do that?
No, this motherfucker takes off. So he just starts going, and the motherfucker has no choice because it happens so fast. And if you let go, like, you hang for a little bit and let go, you're dead.
Right.
You have to make that choice like immediately.
He had 2 seconds.
Like, if that.
Yeah.
Because if he takes those 2 steps, now you're at the edge of the cliff. And if you don't hold on,
right,
you're just fucking going to walk off the cliff.
But I wonder, did he live? They didn't say.
No, he lived. No, hold up.
You saw the news story?
Yeah, I read the story when it first came out. And I'm glad that you brought this up because the motherfucker says, I thought I was going to die.
Right.
And he says, I just knew. Yeah, at one point in my life that this was going to be the end of me because I didn't think I was going to be able to hold on. But he's like, I would hang glide again because the first time wasn't that enjoyable.
No shit. It wasn't enjoyable.
First time was not
you
that
have
enjoyable.
To love white people.
It was not that enjoyable. I would be so fucking angry.
I would think that shit as a sign, like, okay, maybe I should never try that.
No, but you made
that.
It. What do you mean?
Fuck
you,
lucky ass. Go play the lotto, nigga.
You made it, though. I mean, I would fuck him up, though.
I don't know if he'd go back with that same company,
no,
though.
No. I'm fucking him up.
No, I'm not fucking him up.
I'm punching him, at
not,
least.
Not in his skin. I'm going to take the company, nigga. I own this company now.
Yeah, okay, something, man. It's something. You're right, because I guess I may lose my lawsuit if I punch him.
You absolutely would probably get a criminal charge, too. I don't know. I don't know the judge would convict you of punching him in his face, but I want to make sure I get my money right.
I mean, would you forgive him?
No.
I mean, you didn't die.
Fuck him. Never.
But you didn't die.
So what? It wasn't his. It wasn't
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mr. Be honest. I don't know. That's fuck, never happened before.
Fuck you.
Please, forgive me.
No, forgive this money. That's,
no, I understand. We're going to fucking make it right.
Yeah.
We're going to pay you.
Okay.
But I'm sorry.
You. No, fuck that.
Let me treat you out to fucking nice steak.
Hell no. I don't trust you. You might, something might be wrong with the steak too. You're not competent. French Reggie, where you at, man?
No, I'm thinking it like, why would
where
I do
that? Where was he at, Jamie?
I'm thinking about why would I do it in that situation?
Huh? I mean, you was about to fight niggas for throwing pizzas away in school cafeteria.
Yeah. But my problem is too. My problem is why would I fight him at that moment too? Because if I fight him, we both gonna die right then and there.
No, maybe I would try to.
Okay. Yeah. We squaring up.
See.
like.
But what if he beat your ass?
Nah, too much anger will always win.
No, yeah. So you're telling me that there's never been a fight where somebody was really, really angry with you, be like, I can't fight this person because I'll fuck them.
I'm sorry. I'm about to derail all this shit.
Okay.
You think you could fucking get beat up by a transgender woman?
Yeah.
So you did?
Wait a minute. Transgender woman, they used to be a man and now they're a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still a man, yeah.
That would suck.
That would suck?
Yeah, it would.
It would suck, but it could happen.
Do you think, okay, what about, do you think you get beat up by a transgender man?
No way. I'm not ever losing a fight to a woman.
So there, it just happened. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The boxer.
The boxer.
I can't remember the name. Yeah.
So which it, one was
used
which?
To be a woman, became a man, and beat another man.
And beat a dude up in the boxing ring.
Yes. Damn. Yo, you got to be mad as fuck. His wife has no respect for him.
No, man, I'm not. It's not happening, bro.
Like, what happened? Did he just she just punch harder? Like, how did he lose?
I go Mike Tyson.
It was a decision, unanimous decision, but it was a decision.
I bite that bitch here.
Oh no, there's no way. There's no way we're going to the end. She got to get knocked out.
I'll bite that bitch here.
What was he thinking?
How did she take the punches? This is what I don't want to know.
She took it.
She has a better beard than you, French Reggie.
She did.
So is that illegal though? Because technically,
no. She's a man now.
No, but because she's taking testosterone pills, that could be close.
Okay,
she could have more testosterone than the average male now, right?
More than you, right?
Not me. I'm not.
Her beard is thicker than yours.
No, that's just genetics.
What? What do you mean? It's just genetics? You think the reason why she's growing a beard is because genetics? No.
No, obviously.
What are you talking about? Then?
But like your beard, it also depends on your genetics.
So that means you have a lot more estrogen than testosterone.
No, it doesn't mean so.
What does it mean?
It just means that my genetic code doesn't grow a lot of beard.
Code? That's what we're calling testosterone now.
Doesn't grow a lot of beard.
When you first started the show, they was like, yo, his voice is soft. Is he gay?
He's like, but for real. I gotta see the fight. I gotta see the fight.
No. Why this bitch got more testosterone than you? That's what I'm saying. Her beard is like fucking thick.
It could be fake. It could be a lace front.
He hating now. This nigga's hating now.
Her new nuts fucking hang low.
Her voice is deeper than French Reggie's. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So if Brittany Griner decides to do the surgery, she can go play in the league now.
Why not?
Wow.
She couldn't make it.
But she's a man now, though.
But it
she's
probably she will be able to make it.
She probably will be faster.
Brittany Griner. She's not.
Patricio Manuel. That's the girl guy's name. Hugo Aguilar is the guy who got his ass whooped.
Hugo.
Right. Wow, man. That is wild, man.
Yep, got his ass beat.
I want you to hear.
Used to be girl.
I want you to hear how this motherfucker talks, though. I don't know if I can find anything.
Before we go to the scorecards, let's give both of our warriors a big round of applause for a historic fight to open up the night on Facebook Watch.
Fast forward
this
shit.
All three judges scoring this bout 39-37 for your winner by unanimous decision. And now undefeated in his first professional career, Patricio.
He said his.
Cacahuate
Manuel. He really got a beard.
He had a thicker beard than you.
So Pat Manuel victorious in his professional.
Their people are booing him.
You can see the satisfaction.
Cause he won.
Yes.
As you gotta support your transgender.
I'm gonna fast forward where he talk. Hold on.
To get to this point, it's
Pat. Oh my God! Congratulations! I am so happy for you. Walk us through what you're feeling emotionally right now that you've made your pro debut.
Oh, man. I think if everyone knew what it took to get to this point, it's been almost 2 years since I've been in the ring.
Hello. We all want to hear you, Pat. Oh.
What I was saying was, I think if people knew what it took to get to this moment, it's been almost 2 years since I've been in the ring. And I just got to say, my opponent, my hat's off to him. He came there to fight. He was fighting me the whole time. He fought me as a man, and I have so much respect for him. I hear some fans aren't happy. It's okay, I'll be back. I'll make you happy then.
He gonna fuck her? What do you think? He's like, I'll make you happy then. That's okay. I'll be back. Yo.
What weight class? Because I feel like I could fight that nigga.
Yeah.
I could beat that nigga.
I'm just trying to figure out why you got his robe on, like, with showing cleavage.
Yeah, right. You got that motherfucker on, like, a fucking kimono.
I don't have titties no more.
Right.
Motherfucker's wearing it like a kimono.
Do you think it could be... I feel like there's a big gay agenda that's being pushed. Do you think?
Of course there is. But what weight class is that?
That could have been a stage fight. They probably told him to lose the fight.
But I think Fridge Reggie, it could probably...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
y'all be the same weight class.
He had to be like 130.
Your voices are pitched the same.
His
beard is much thicker than yours.
It could be a lace front. It looked like a lace front.
A lace front beard?
Yeah, because his hair was a different color.
It did look like a lace front.
His hair was a completely different color than the beard, so...
Rich Reggie's trying to hunt out all the ways how this motherfucker is not more masculine than him. Oh, that's fucking funny. But yeah, man, we appreciate...
He felt me like a man.
Right. We appreciate you guys.
She had
man.
To throw that
that's
bar
That's a setup,
in.
Right?
Yeah, huh?
That was the fucking...
you think they got
that
to the fucking, dive?
Was it Lee Harvey Oswald? Was it in the fucking...
So you don't believe that dude really got beat?
I think that he was there to get beat.
Yeah.
He was a pawn in the gay agendas.
Because like
the
man.
Fact that they wasn't even happy that he won.
No. Her face wasn't beat up or nothing.
How much to take the fall? How much to be the guy that got beat?
Oh, shit.
How much? Because look, here's the thing, right? This is a super lightweight bantamweight, but this is an important fight for gay people.
Yes, yeah, this
not,
is.
Okay, right. Let me be clear. Not gay people. Because gay people are like, that motherfucker ain't gay. Okay, gay people, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, gay people, before y'all start marching and shit. This is a big win for transgenderism, whatever that shit is called.
Okay.
What? What? It's a big step.
I know, but
it's a giant step, a leap for mankind, mankind.
But this is the thing, right? Okay, so like if you're transgender, like this dude is, okay, I'm going to just say it's a dude. So does he want to fuck chicks now?
You wouldn't want to if you just beat a nigga ass in the ring.
I know, but but you have to, right? Like you can't
You can't get fucked now.
You can't want to be a transgender and then be gay.
A transgender boxer cannot get fucked. That'd be weird.
I mean, just period, right? Like, but that's what fucking Bruce Jenner did, though, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know about none of this shit, man.
Bruce Jenner didn't want fucking dick.
Hey, how much?
But he should have wanted dick, though.
How much? What's your price?
To be the fall guy.
Oh, no. Shit, part of history?
Yeah.
And fucking, gosh, damn.
Think about it, though. Listen, this is one of those times where you can name your price. Because, like, it's a giant step for she-mankind.
Give me half a mil.
What? I think you get more than half a mil.
Yeah. You got to go
for
a million or
you're
more.
Forwarding progress for transgenders around. Like
that's going to set as an example from now on.
All these cheating ass dudes that became women and winning like races and shit. Like, how you going to dust somebody in like 6 seconds? They're like, but it's a female because she decided she should. No. This is the one time where it goes the other way. You're like, okay, this shit might be fair. You're helping for the progress of transgenders everywhere. 500,000 my ass. What? I got to lose to a used-to-be girl? No. I'm helping out transgenders everywhere. Y'all need to bust the little piggy bank open. You think I'm doing this for less than 2.5? 2.5, I say, because I want to, the 5.5 is going to be for like taxes and shit. I'm just going to try to just get that out the way. I want to still have a couple of bills.
I just want 500 take home.
500,000?
500 take home, nigga. I don't give a shit.
Wow. What about you, Reg?
That's because I'm
going a million or more.
Huh?
A million or more.
Okay. You can name your price, Mac. You going to still give 500. Like, this ass woman ain't worth more than 500,000.
She's not going to whoop my ass.
Yo, she is. So, like, you gotta lose.
I do.
You got to lose to a woman, man.
While fighting like a man.
And then she has to talk like that in the post-fight interview.
And show the pectoral muscles.
You're still in the fucking ring, and she's talking like that. Well, I want the eyes
and I'll be back. I'll make you happy then.
I hear you guys are booing me because of my vagina below these boxing shorts. You gotta be on the ring with that. While that's going on and you just lost. Your girl, A-Love's is in the stands. A-Love, your kids.
A-Love's going to need a million or more for that.
Yeah, they gotta break me off, man.
You're right.
They gotta break me off.
You're right. I mean, I probably would take more. I'd take as much as I could get. Yeah. I'm gonna need it.
I'm like, what's y'all number?
Yeah, I'm gonna need
I'm not even gonna say a number. And when they say a number, Like, we can get anybody to do this. Well, you could, but I don't know. You know, hey, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go to the website, raresonance.com. That's RAresonance.com, where you can find all of our shows, including the non-neglected BTG, Baylor the Great, BTG for President, Open Run with BTG. He's not neglected. He's got two shows on the network. How could he be neglected?
Right.
Two times a week you're hearing BTG. That's as much as you hear No Nonsense Show.
That's like some light-skinned millennial shit.
Right, neglected. So anyway, but not just that, though. Black on both sides. Every now and then you get to hear Music Love Life if Crystal feels like coming to work. But there are a lot of shows on our network. Make sure you go to the website. And if you want to be a premium member where you get to hear all the archives and the premium shows that we do and the Friday show of No Nonsense, go to raresonance.com/register. You can sign up for only $4.99 a month. Not that much. What else we got? T-shirts. Go to
T-shirts.
TEEpublic.com, TPublic.com/raresonance, and you can see all of our designs. We're looking to add some more stuff up there. Let us know if you have an idea that you want to see that you're not seeing, and we'll take care of that as well. What else we got, guys?
Follow us on motherfucking Twitter at No Nonsense Show.
And Instagram, No Nonsense Show. And share the show, share the show, share the show. Do that Primerica shit.
Three times. So keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Jimmy Mack didn't say that correctly on the BTG show. I just want to put that out there. That
until next time.
No, 400-something episodes.
Peace.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.